Tablet 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Bible, John 1, verse 1 to 3. In truth, all scriptures should start with the three verses above, John 1, 1 to 3, which imply that there has been a beginning for all things and there are creative forces from which all things are made. The three creative forces, three gunas, cannot be separated from the consciousness. They are one and inseparable. They are two sides of one entity. Creative forces without consciousness cannot be directed and used, and consciousness without creative forces has no creativity, but merely is, without knowledge, ability, doing, or remembrance. In the beginning, the operative powers of these three creative forces were not released, but were in a balanced state. So the universe was in a state of beingness, symmetric. Through the desire of God, their operative powers were released. Because of the operative power of the Sattva-guna, sentient force, and presence of the active Tamaguna, crudifying force, the feeling of I know was awakened and spread in the universe. The first part of the ego was evolved. Because of the operative power of the Rajaguna, mutative force, and presence of the active Tamaguna, the feeling of I do was created and spread in the universe. The second part of the ego came into existence. Through the influence of the operative power of the Tamaguna, crudifying force, the first state of ethereal factor, fine ether, evolved and the memory as I have done was felt. So the ego became complete. This process continued until the unit consciousnesses, individual egos, were evolved. A manifestation of the divine, spark of light, through growth, form, body, is individualized ego, illusion, separated from God. With this, each unit consciousness is felt separately as I, which knows, does, and has done. So, because of the influence of the Tamaguna as I, the universal consciousness was divided into infinite unit consciousness as separate I's. As the Tamaguna becomes more dominant, the feeling of separation becomes greater, and this results in self-centeredness, which is the cause of all sufferings, miseries, confusions, and chaos. Before the release of the operative powers of the three gunas, there was no vibration in the universe. By the release of the operative powers, and because of the influence of the Rajaguna, vibration was created. The manifested universe, indeed, is vibration in different stages. Vibration is sound. This sound vibration, or the creative power in the universe, in the operative state, is the Word. It is the part and parcel of God, which was with God, and the Word was God, and all things are made by Him, it.